Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Stop touching that mic arm, you. Fucking hell.
Right, here we are. Here we are now, huh? All the lads. Here we
all
are.
The gang. We.
What producer have we got today? Hey, let us know.
let us know in the comments.
Have a guess what producer is. Let us know in the comments before we tell you. 3-1.
Have a guess.
It's on.
You got a bleeding super band.
What?
Producers. You got a team of producers and all you don't give a now. The care and attention you two get.
I think we're the guinea pig.
For what?
For
the two producers.
For
system.
All of it.
Do you trust us?
In what sense?
To leave if you leave us alone and talk about stuff, or would you be like fuck and edit and pour it out? Would you trust
to edit? No,
no,
no.
Why? It'd be more him.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't do it, so it would be him editing. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'd probably leave in the stuff that you'd say.
Oh, I'd be bollocks,
and then we'd be fucked. Then we'd be fucked.
Imagine like.
Jesus. If people heard what you said off microphone. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I mean, you make me uncomfortable sometimes. I'm only messing. You're a little teddy bear.
I don't like that reference.
Why?
It's like when a person that's overweight and you say, like, all right, big lad.
It's not a weight thing.
It's gently demeaning on a lot of levels.
Demeaning, yeah, but
worse than big lad.
They're a big teddy bear.
Teddy bear just means gentle.
No, it means a big thing.
It means soft.
I know what it means. It's only one, yo. But there is people that take offence to bigger people that if you say, oh, a big fella, the big fella.
Ah, yeah.
But like some of them would probably think like, oh, probably think someone be stocky like.
If someone called me long, I'd be a little bit like.
The long fella.
It's a weird.
Observation.
Yeah.
To say.
To be long.
You're
not tall. Tall is fine.
Long is insulting.
Yeah. Long implies it's too much. Like it's a film is long. Yeah, yeah. Did you like that film? Yeah, it was long.
What if someone calls you
long? Never said as a compliment.
Rula.
What's up, Rula?
That's really insulting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a horrible one.
What's up, mate? I stick. Lanky. That's another one.
Yeah.
Your lanky streak of piss.
What's up measuring tape?
Stop touching that mic.
It's so addictive. It's just like something that you
have to fucking tape your hands behind your back or something.
Woody's have a table here and we can't have a drink.
Alcoholic.
Is that the only thing you put on tables? Is it a biro on it? We spent so long trying to make the studio look
it's
nice.
It's just a table for a
biro
pen.
Around with them.
If you have a pen with you can put the pen on the table. It's a good table for a pen.
Would you call her a biro?
I know.
Because that's the
sound like a maths teacher.
That's the type of pen it is.
Get your biros out.
Pure maths teacher.
Isn't it?
That is a very maths teacher thing to say.
If I called every pen a biro, it would be. But that is a biro.
It's not. It's a pen.
No, it's a biro. Which is also a pen.
Is that a big thing?
A big biro. If I was calling every pen, like the way...
What does biro mean?
Some people call all crisps
Irish, is it?
Does biro mean like ball roll or something?
I always thought Boyra was Irish for pen, but it's Pion Louis, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that's pencil.
Pion.
Pion. Well done. Couple of vocal.
What?
Couple of words. Nice. Mahu.
Be on TJ Carter next doing interviews in Irish.
I can start a conversation in Irish, but then I panic when people respond well.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck, no, stop it. Stop, 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 stop.
Can we just do it in English, actually?
Yeah. Why did I start this?
It's just a bonus episode then.
It is.
Should we better start getting some questions going?
Fuck yeah.
So.
Don't want to be giving them too much.
Live show on Thursday.
Live show on Thursday, yeah.
This Thursday. I wouldn't say there's many tickets left. I'd chance it. I'd have a look. I'd have a look now. I would definitely have a look. And if there's one there, I'd grab it straight away.
Because it won't be there for long.
As always, one time only show.
It's Valentine's weekend, so, you know, it's a nice night out for you and your partner.
Or else yourself.
Or if you don't have a partner, it could be a good opportunity to meet a partner
at the show. And you can always say, we met at that Stala show.
And then you'll remember us forever.
Yeah.
And ever and ever and ever. And we'll always be a part of your life.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. I think that's what they should do. What do you think, Al?
And at the show, you can also have a lifetime memory by getting on stage and winning a big prize. Good prize.
Yeah, look, we've had two fantastic participants.
If you think you know Stala and you want to win a prize and you're comfortable enough to get up on the stage and answer a few questions about Stala, we have some cracking prizes that we're giving away on the night.
So if you take part, there's two prizes, one for the winner and one for the loser. So you're guaranteed a prize.
Mm. It's not a case of the winner takes it all. It's everyone's a winner.
I can guarantee it. There's no other competition. Is it a competition? Would you call it a competition?
Yeah.
There's no other competition anywhere where everyone gets a prize that good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So email us, stala@goloudnow.com, if you want to get on stage and take
part.
What
would they say? What would they say? Just like, hey, I want to take part in the quiz. You need to tell us that you're going to show. And no messing now. Don't be messing now. Saying you're going, you're not, and you're just winding us up. Don't be doing that now.
If you want to throw in a line or two about your Stala credentials. Like, remember we had the people with their Spotify Wrapped giving us their numbers? Something like that might help your chances of getting up there. But I think if you're emailing in, we can probably take it for granted you're a big fan of the podcast. So.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're emailing in. If you're listening to the bonus episode, we know you're a fan. And if you're going to the show, why not get up on the stage with us and answer a few questions? The prizes are genuinely class. So get yourself in, get your name in, subject line quiz or some shit like that. I don't know.
That'll
go through it.
I'll be able to decide for that. Question?
Love one.
From James.
From?
Georgia.
Oh. Do you know him?
James from Georgia.
You don't know him, don't you know?
James.
Yeah, I know he does now.
I know him. We asked him questions. We asked him some American questions, I think.
He actually hasn't sent an email in weeks.
It's been a while.
Months, I'd say. Why?
Don't know.
He's
let us know, James. He says if we want to call him from the stage to the live show. I think that's what he's saying.
He said that.
Anyway.
In an episode.
He said, I was trying to explain the video game The Sims to my kids the other day, and it got me thinking, what if you, and only you, could see stats above other people's heads just like in the game? What would you most want to see? For example, would you want to see a mood indicator? Would you want to see a physical indicator, like for energy or strength? Or would you want to know if they were hungry or needed a shite? If you could pick one stat for people to always have on display, what would it be?
Probably the mood.
Yeah, mood would be good.
You could just like know how to approach them or something.
Yeah.
Or if you were chatting and you could see that you were bored, you'd know to walk away.
Oh, they fuck you then. See that bleeding thing in your head.
Or if you made a joke and you could see that they were laughing, but that... I don't know, I've never played Sims before, but I imagine it's an emoji above the head that kind of has eye rolls, like
Could you take it a step further and have it be like mood towards you? So it's not how they're feeling about the whole day, it's how they feel about you and having to interact with you.
Can I add something into it?
To your podcast?
I'd like to see that bank account.
It's just come up a dollar sign and be like rubbing that belly on it.
Exactly how much. I'd like to know exactly how much they have in their bank account.
Do you think that would change how you feel about different people?
Yeah, you just get really close to them.
Yeah. He has a lot of money. I want to be friends with that guy.
If you met someone who you thought was doing all right and you saw they had very little money, would you be...
Walk away from him. No. No money mess.
It wouldn't be great at home because I could be sitting beside Amy and it'd pop up like a cup of tea or something. You know you have to go and make that before she said it. You know that way? A little cup of tea.
That'll be a different.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's getting late in the day. I'm up at 7 this morning and we're in here probably 6-7 hours.
Yeah, I'm working all day, every day lately.
And we will not be leaving till 6 or 7 p.m. this evening.
If you had the money counter and your missus was sitting beside you on the sofa scrolling on her phone and the money counter just went down, you'd know that you just bought something online.
Yeah.
Look, what are you doing?
Then a cup of tea would come up on her head.
And then you were like,
I have to make a cup of tea. But she didn't tell you. The thing on top of her head did. So then you'd know beforehand, I have to make that bleeding cup of tea.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is from Vivian.
Vivian?
Might be her first email. It's a good one. You've been transformed into a literal fly on the wall, and you can go into any private room or meeting you like and hear all the uncomfortable conversations, gossip and trade secrets. But you're a buzzy fly, so people are swatting at you, and once you die, you're instantly transformed back into yourself on the floor of whatever room you're in. How long do you think you could avoid the fly swatter, and what rooms would you be sneaking into? And she offers an example to illustrate. If you're hit in the office of the head of commissioning at RTE, it could hurt your chances of ever getting a show made.
Well, yeah, because you'd be dead.
No, you're still alive as a human. The fly version of you is dead, but you...
You're like in the nip, like...
You respawn on the floor of that room.
Like when Arnie in Terminator.
And there was no mention of being in the nip, but if you want to add...
Oh, there was no mention of being in the nip.
No, you did that yourself.
Pervert.
I just thought it would make more sense if you were naked. I'd like to go to your house on.
Ooh, weird.
I was just interested to see what you'd be up to outside of here.
Yeah, I'll get a lot of that.
What do you think? Would that be interesting? I just want to see what he does be up to. What, do you know? Like, what?
I was going to say the White House or something like that.
No, I think that'd be more interesting.
No.
Own Skaff?
Yeah.
You'd be just buzzing around and be like, this is shit.
I'd be like, what the fuck? I just wasted this opportunity to be a fly on the wall just to see Owen running around the gaff doing nothing. It'd be funny if you were up to something though, like something mad.
Do you mean like something like nefarious? Javelin. Like javelin?
Yeah.
In the house?
Yeah.
That would be a bit mad, wouldn't it? Like, but that wouldn't be mad. Just crunchable. Me.
The javelin had the fucking picture on the roof.
Ah, worm, what?
Oh, and I'd say you lift your car up.
Oh, I'd love that.
It'd be easy. Cars should have wheels that turn to vertically park, like horizontally park. Do you know what I mean? How is that not a thing?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen it in films or cartoons.
Yeah, maybe like hover cars.
Do you have a PlayStation?
Nah, I used to. Not for a long time.
Do you have any console?
No, I don't have time for that. I'd love to.
Just bleeding, do.
Trust me.
How are you up that at home?
Everything else. Everything else.
Why are you up that home, like? Look at that face.
I'm spying the window. Have a look. I'd love to catch you spying on me and my gaff.
And then you'll like whack me with a fucking...
Is that Darren Conway in the bush across the road there?
A fly spray? Or a fly... Nah.
And no, I meant just...
end up on the nip.
The real life version of you.
Just like that. Ah... Sorry about this.
Oh, stop.
Terry from Talking Bollocks has the same burning desire to see me at home. Just about my daily domestic mundanity of it all. He'd love to see it. So the two of you can little joint enterprise. You can lift him up over the back wall so we can have a peek.
Who can he catch first?
If you smacked him as a fly and he appeared in the nip on your sitting room...
It's not nice.
Would you kick him out?
I would just say, Darren, what's going on?
I'd probably get myself and the family out of the house first.
I'm not a big monster, like.
I'd be in shock.
I'm not a bloody monster.
Nah, I think in a situation like that, in a sudden change of situation, you have to react quickly.
Hold myself.
The instinct for safety takes over.
Give you an awful fright if Darren Conway just like, if a fly turned into Darren Conway.
If a fly turned into Darren Conway on your sitting room floor, right, how long do you think it would take you to realise it was a naked Darren Conway? Like, get over the shock of this naked man
appearing.
To actually process, that's Darren.
I mean, what's it called when you die from shock? Like, like a caveman, like looking at a phone or something. What's that? There's a word for it where you die from shock. Like, a kind of a cultural shock or something like. There's a word for that. If I smacked a fly and Darren fell on the sitting room floor out of the air, like, if I smacked you in the air, would you turn instantly into Darren and just fall?
I think when you land on the floor, it goes... And then it's like me and I'm like, sorry.
Stress cardiomyopathy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Darren, I was talking over it. We had a big chat with that yesterday, didn't we?
We did. And they've done nothing more than talk over me since.
Don't talk while I'm talking.
There's another one.
No, we let you finish.
So you're on the ground, you turn it. I would kick you out of my house, but how would you get home then? You'd be in the nip.
Ring me ma.
Would you wait outside my garden? Like,
what would you ring her with?
Is there payphones around?
Is there payphones anywhere?
Yeah, one in the village of Inglis.
Is there? Should I go out there and have a look?
Yeah, I don't think you can use it though. No, that's not, that's gone. It has to be gone.
Even if you were in the village, would
I'd have to just walk home. I thought, I don't know, I'd walk home.
You've no change.
Have to. Well, I'm not going to fucking stand in your garden next to a dinosaur naked.
Well, you'd have to think of something. You couldn't walk home in the nip.
If you were walking home in the nip, right? Would you try and do your best to stay out of sight and slink your way home all the way on foot?
Mm.
Or would you decide, look, a 15-20 minute bus journey with the humiliation of getting on and begging the bus driver to let me on, which is better? Or are you trying to...
I don't even think I'd get on a bus in the nip.
That's what I mean. But would you choose like a 2-hour walk or whatever it is?
Yeah. You just have the option to fucking jump in gardens and that.
Then you get arrested.
Would you not run into like a shop and rob clothes or something?
Yep. But like the Northside shopping centre, like across the way?
Yeah.
No, it's the embarrassment. I'd rather like, fuck, I don't like, I feel like you'd be very exposed in the shopping centre like that.
Yeah,
but you could just like, take 2 hours, 2 hours out of your day to try to get home and jump in gardens and all.
You would not jump in gardens.
I'd leg it. I'd be running. There'd be fucking stones up my feet and everything. I'd be gone.
You'd be flapping all over the place.
Oh, stop. How did we get here? All from a fly on a wall.
Vivian. Fly on a wall. Not just any fly on a wall.
You said that you'd be in his gaff.
Yeah.
To see what he does be up to. Because I know he's up to something.
What do you think I'm up to?
Don't fucking know, man.
Take your time now.
I think like, do you have breakfast every morning?
Oh yeah.
You never miss breakfast ever.
Big meal. Take
it. In the house or would you have bring it with you here?
Oh, in the house.
Is your breakfast the same every morning?
Mm-hmm.
Every morning's the same breakfast?
Yep.
Porridge?
Nope.
Eggs?
You're never going to guess it.
Really?
You're never going to guess it.
If I was a fly, I would.
I don't know if anyone else, well, someone else would eat it, but it's not a normal thing.
What do you
very
have?
Healthy and tasty.
Is it a fruit bowl?
No.
Avocado toast?
No.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
Just tell us off.
I can't tell you, I won't tell you.
Dude, it has to be like a room in Area 51, 100%. One absolute 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what's going on in Area 51. I need to.
Mm.
I'm not going to die on this planet not knowing what's in Area 51. How can I live for another, let's say, 50 years?
That's a great
never,
answer.
Never find out what's in Area 51.
But then, when they get you have to land in Area 51 next to an alien in the nip.
They'll probably think I am an alien if I just appeared. Appeared.
Is that right, what a question that was.
Can we do an episode on that stress death, whatever it's called?
A little deep dive.
Who was the last person that died like that?
I haven't done a deep dive in a long time.
On what?
Beside 9/11, Joe, what would you like to do a deep dive on?
For real?
The Atlof's Pass.
We did. All right, Joe.
The Salem Witch Trials.
Did we not do that?
I don't think so.
It was the fungus in the wheat.
Virginia. The aliens in Virginia.
I don't know if you'd get a full deep dive out of that. Deep dive out of aliens.
The Benny and Barney story and everything.
Any requests for deep dives?
Not that I can think of.
All right, well, if the listeners have any, stall it at goalayoutdown.com.
Or Spotify comments.
Sure. I will give more credence to a well-thought-out email for a deep dive request, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spotify comments are just real throwaway, aren't they? It's easy to do that. It's harder to do an email. It means more to us.
Handwritten letters, top of the queue.
Yeah. What's the address for you?
Marconi House,
Diggs Lane.
That's the one, Dublin 2.
Dublin 2. I want a handwritten letter.
Darren wants a handwritten letter. What he wants, he gets. Come on, send in a handwritten letter.
Wrap it up.
Thanks very much for your messages, emails, questions. If you have any thoughts, questions, queries, get them off your chest at stala@goloudnow.com and we will endeavour to answer them on the bonus.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well then, goodbye.